We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Damn, the hee-haw again?
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not even trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making new people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, December 14th goes to two men, one named Michael Green, the other named Byron Bolden, collectively known as the KitchenAid Mixer Crew. They are called the KitchenAid Mixer. It's those individuals who, you know, used to go in TJ Maxx and Marshalls, you know, sometimes a store in the mall like Bloomingdale's or something, JCPenney,
yes.
Macy's, and they would steal. Okay, back in the day, they would steal the Polo, the Tommy Hilfiger. Some of them, if they were really good, could go in a Big Lots or something like that and catch a microwave, a TV, some socks, whatever it was. They would bring it back to the hood and sell it for the low, low. And if you were selling crack at any point in your life like I was, you could barter a few things, okay? You could barter, you know, some items for some rocks. Okay, jewelry, houseware, small appliances, electronics, pharmaceutical products, you name it. If a retail thief can steal it and they got an addiction, that fried cocaine can get it for you. Okay, I'm not glorifying it in any way, shape, or form. Just telling you about my life. Now, why did I tell you this backstory? To let you know that things just ain't the same for retail thieves. Okay, in fact, the DA's office said they're getting more aggressive in prosecuting retail crimes because they said they are realizing that people aren't stealing for personal use. They are stealing because they are putting these items on the black market and they need to stop that. Duh, DA's office. Where you been? This has been going on way before I ever existed and it will probably be going on way after I'm gone. Okay, but I must say, like most things in this era, these new retail thieves are different. Okay, see, Michael and Byron got caught. Not only did they get caught, they got convicted for felony theft. Okay, because see, in Colorado, if you steal more than $2,000 in items, it's a felony. $2,000 or less, it's a misdemeanor. These guys stole $2,094 worth of items because one of the things they stole was a KitchenAid mixer. Those KitchenAid mixers are not cheap. They range in price, but I seen one that cost like $849. Mm-hmm. Okay, back in my day, you might get like $100 worth of crack for that. All right, that's worth about five rocks. They also stole some brand name shoes and clothing. Okay, now they stole a lot of Kohl's. Kohl's got some great brands in there. Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, Champion. You ever stole a lot of Kohl's, Jeff?
Absolutely. What?
Okay. So they was in there having a great time. But the reason they getting donkey of the day is their legal defense. See, remember I told you that if it's $2,000 or more, it's a felony. $2,000 or less, it's a misdemeanor. They was at $2,094. Their lawyers feel like they shouldn't get a felony. They should get a misdemeanor. Why? Because the items they stole were on sale. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to NBC 9 News for the report, please.
50-year-old Michael Green and 37-year-old Byron Bolden got the ridiculous but very literal nickname, the KitchenAid Mixer Crew, because they stole those mixers along with other items from a Kohl's in Parker last year. Well, the 18th Judicial District, where these two men were charged and stood trial, says all the stuff stolen from Kohl's, the mixers, clothes, shoes, it all totaled $2,094. And that is important because the cutoff line between a misdemeanor and a felony in Colorado is $2,000. So they were over that limit by $94. Mm. But you know Kohl's, there's always a sale. And the prosecutor's team tells us the defense tried to argue this loss value is actually lower if you consider the stolen items were on sale. The DA's office says the value that matters in court is the retail price, not a That's sale right. or a coupon or whatever else.
That's right.
And the jury agreed. They convicted both men of a class 6 felony. Green will serve 15 months in prison. He's already behind bars on another conviction. And Bolden got 90 days in jail with some credit for time served.
The legal argument by the defense was that these two individuals stole merchandise that was on sale. And if you use the sale price, it will fall below the $2,000 threshold and will make it a misdemeanor. Basically, they want a discount on whatever time they was going to get. Okay, you just heard. Michael Green got 15 months in prison. The other one, Byron Bolden, was sentenced to 90 days in jail with credit for time served as a condition of 18 months probation. Sound like he might have snitched. Therefore, he already got his cooperating discount. But as far as both of them getting a discount because the items were on sale, that's just not how any of this works. On a ghetto scale of 1 to 2, this legal defense is a strong 6, maybe 7. Okay, it don't matter if what you stole is on sale. Sales only apply when you are acquiring these items by purchasing them the legal way. Sales don't apply when you are using the five-finger discount. Sales don't apply to free tail therapy with your crazy tail sales. If you do the crime, you're not getting the discount on the time. Serious question. Has it always been this way with attorneys? I feel like lawyers are getting tubier and tubier as life goes on. And when I say tubier, I mean jokey. And I don't like the way they be acting. Please give Michael Green and Byron Bolden the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Our good sister Jess Hilarious is here with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, I saw you on Cam Newton's show, Funky Fridays.
Absolutely.
And you told a story of someone stealing your rental car.
Yes.
Before we go there, I just want to say I beg to differ.
Why do you love interrupting women so much?
I'm interrupting you.
Why you just
her,
let me step?
Because no,
I asked her before a question, you get you that, just stepped on it.
I just want to say I beg to differ. I don't agree with you.
You don't even care either.
Well, no, I'm just telling you. Before you switch it and move on, I beg to differ. If it's
I wasn't moving on.
If it's a price at a store. Whatever that price in the store, if that person steals, that's the price where they should be.
Yeah. I think you should be quiet.
No, I'm just telling you.
I think you should be quiet. I think you should be quiet.
No. I just want to tell you that.
Right.
If
I agree.
If they stole,
you should be quiet, right, Jeff?
No, I agree with him.
No, if they stole something and it was $999, that's what they should be charged with.
Right.
Okay.
Because that's what it was advertised for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not the price that wasn't advertised.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because it's not going to go back because it's on sale for a reason because it's not selling. Well, you know what I'm saying? So it would never go back up to $2,000.
But you know, a sale is still a retail price. As they said in court, you're going to get charged with what the retail price was.
Didn't Target do something?
I don't want to talk to you no more.
Didn't Target do a thing?
You're still talking.
Where we seen something where they had
justifying
something.
Stealing.
No, I'm just saying.
That's what you're doing right now.
It shouldn't be a misdemeanor. It should be what they stole it for, the actual price that it was
advertised.
It
shouldn't be a felony. It should be a misdemeanor. And I agree with that.
You got your rental car stolen.
I did, twice.
They gave you your purse back, though.
Yeah, the guy who stole it from me, yeah.
My question is, if those people were to get caught, do you think police officers should be lenient with them because it was a rental car? Or should they just get charged with stealing?
They should still get charged with stealing because it's not their car.
They stole a car.
Yeah, they stole a car. That is very much different.
No, it's not.
But they're not going to get charged with stealing her bag because they gave her bag back.
They're going to get charged with stealing a car. It doesn't matter that it's a rental car or not. It don't matter that she's spending $100 a day with Hertz or whatever it was.
But they should be charged with stealing, just not a misdemeanor, because what they stole was $999.
And so you're saying the same thing about the cold people. They should just be charged with stealing.
At a price of what they stole it for.
No.
Yes.
So if that's the case, they should be charged with a misdemeanor for stealing a rental car. Rental car, because it's just a rental car. That's $100 a day.
That's the difference.
No, it's not.
It's a difference.
No, it's
what
not.
What are you doing?
I don't want to talk to you. You should shut up. I done told you to be quiet,
no,
but you're gonna learn.
It's not the same.
You're gonna learn.
It's not the same.
No, are they black? Were they black?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I'm sure you looked.
I think they were white though.
Oh, really?
Let me see.
He looked.
I did see a picture, but I didn't know if that was them or not.
Let me see.
I don't know if that's the lawyer. I think this is the lawyer.
What's their names?
Pull up a picture, Eddie. They black or white?
What's their names? Byron.
Because
I can tell you. Byron what?
Oh, hold on. He texted me.
Ain't no white Byrons.
I don't know white Byron.
Who is it? Because he said Byron, then he said somebody else's name. I don't.
Michael Green and Byron.
Oh, no.
Morgan.
Yeah, they black.
They black.
Yeah,
black.
Dang.
All right. Don't tell nobody.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
They black.
Misdemeanor. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
All right, now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. Jess is back.
I am.
Thank God. 800-585-1051. Now it's time for Jess Fix My Mess. Mm. If you're having relationship issues and problems in your life, Jess will be able to help you. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.